Lawyer Talk Off the Record on the air. We're taking Q&A. In other words, you're just shooting questions at me. I'm giving you the answer most of the time without any work research. This is like off the cuff stuff.
Yeah.
And these are coming, folks, from not only the website, lawyertalkpodcast.com, but also comments on the TikTok.
Yep. And YouTube.
And YouTube. Facebook.
And Facebook, yep.
So,
and Instagram.
We are listening. We are reading your questions and comments. We love it. What do you got?
This is from Just a Viewer 111. But would the police have to reveal their reasonable suspicion if the citizen asks why the police want to see ID? What if you closely match the description of someone fleeing a crime? That scenario would make for a reasonable suspicion, but you might know absolutely nothing about it, and it's just a coincidence. How does it work in those scenarios?
All right. So I believe this is a comment or question on our, we did a video on the stop and identify statutes, stop and ID statutes.
Yep.
And generally speaking, we reviewed some of the Supreme Court case law that says you got to have some reasonable suspicion, meaning under Terry versus Ohio makes it big again. Mm-hmm. You have to have reasonable and articulable suspicion that criminal activity is afoot.
Yep.
Or something like that. Whatever that means, I'll let you guys decide. But it means they have to have a good, some sort of reason to stop an ID. Now, the question here is, I think, do the police have to tell you what their suspicion is when they approach you? So take a scenario. What's come up with a scenario?
I'm walking down the street. Cop stops me. He's like, hey, I need to see your ID. And I'm like, no. He's like, I have reasonable suspicion. And in my head, how I would do it naturally on the street would be like, what's your reasonable suspicion? And I know that's not how conversations usually go, but like that's how I would view it.
What's your reasonable suspicion? Now, let's say the cop says, I don't have to tell you.
Yeah. Now what?
Now you become the product of a YouTube video. Yeah. Because I see these all the time. Like I'm really a sovereign citizen. It's really easy to go down this rabbit hole. And I joke about it, but it's a problem, because what happens is I think there's this notion out there, and for, look, people should know you should know your rights, and you should know what your response, what the police can and can't do. And a good friend of mine once said criminal procedure in law school that's really just a whole class on what the SOBs can't do to you.
Yeah.
Right. So fair enough. And I like the police. I have lots of good friends who are cops. I have lots of respect for what they do, but, you should understand what they can do and what they can't do. But what it leads to is really bad stuff. If the police are violating your rights, I can help you once we get into a courtroom. And we're going to get to a commenter later. Mm-hmm. But once we get into court, I can help you. I can redress that in a courtroom. I can't help you on the side of the road, on the sidewalk, when things go really bad. The police have the guns. They have the badges. They got the numbers. You're not going to win that confrontation. And I'm not saying the police are right, but you're not going to win it. Now, back to the question, do they have to tell you what reasonable suspicion is or what they're basing their stop on? No. No. Now, should they? I think they should.
Yeah.
But you can come up with, let's sort of chop this up both ways. On the one hand, if Troy, you're a reasonable guy, and the police say, well, look, Mr. Troy, mm-hmm. I just watched you in that parking lot over there about 10 minutes ago, you had a guy come to your window. He gave you a package and you gave him some money. Mm-hmm. I think that is suspicious. That to me looks like a dope deal.
Okay.
And you say, okay. And you comply and you stay there. Now, if the cops tell you that and you say, well, that's a bunch of hooey. I didn't do any of that. You got the wrong guy. You know, na-na-na-na-na, you can't do this to me. This is unfair. You're not allowed to touch me. You're not allowed. I saw that one the other day. It's like, you're not allowed to touch me. You can't do this. You can't do this. It was a car stop. And I think we did a episode recently on Pennsylvania versus Mims.
Yeah.
And the person didn't think they had to get out of the car. It's like, well, look, you sort of do. And if you don't, they're going to get you out of the car. So if you take this as a means to start debating with the police, it almost always goes bad.
Yeah.
So on the one hand, you would say, well, look, it's fair to Troy to tell him why they're stopping him. On the other hand, it does open a little bit of an argumental or a platform to argue about it. Mm-hmm. And the police don't want that. Now, you could say that they don't want it because they don't want to be called. I'm not taking any issue with that. You may be right. But it often leads to these long debates on you see on body cam where people are going back and forth, and you see like the headlines like Karen arrested after won't comply with the or spoiled brat yeah. won't comply with the plea. It's that kind of stuff. And it's almost always better just to comply. Now, if you have committed a crime and you are, it is true that you did take a package and you did give money and it turns out it was dope. I don't want you making any statements on the side of the road. I don't want you talking to the police. I would much prefer you just comply, give me your ID, and if they put you in handcuffs and take you downtown, call me when you can.
Yeah.
Then I can help you. I can help you against that. But if you argue with them, it'll turn physical, and it turns physical, and you end up in the dirt with a boot on your neck. I can't help you
yeah.
right then. Now, this is not to give police a pass for misconduct. I'm not doing that. I'm just trying to make things go smoother. Now, look, if there is no reasonable suspicion and the police stopped you and did something they're not supposed to do, what do I do? You've been around long enough. What do you do?
If somebody stops me without reasonable suspicion, then you just raise a suppression issue in the courts.
Yeah. So say they charge you. It turns out they were right that you did have a little bit of dope in your pocket. They pat you down.
I'm a college student. I'm trying to make a living. All right, come on.
Make a living. They take you down. They charge you with drug possession. And now you call me and it's ring-a-ring-a-ling. Palmer Legal Defense, can you help? Yeah, I can help you. One of the first things I look at is whether the search and seizure was lawful. Did it violate the Fourth Amendment or did the police do it correctly? If they did not do it correctly, we file a motion to suppress or throw out the evidence. And that's our first line of attack on the defense. Now, if you have fought the cops, if you didn't obey lawful police orders, and it turned physical, now you're also going to be charged with assault on a peace officer, obstruction of justice. And again, I'm not saying all this is right and it should be the case. I don't live in a should-be world. I live in the real world.
Yeah.
And I see this stuff go down all the time. It's almost always better if you just comply, call me, and then I can help. Or get a public – look, people say, well, you know we can't afford it. I get it, but there's public defenders and there's lots of good ones. Mm-hmm. They can help too. They know this stuff as well as I do. So look, don't fight with the cops.
Yeah.
They got all the authority. You're not going to win that fight. They'll just bring more. Mm-hmm. It'll get really ugly. Do they have to tell you? No. Should they tell you? Maybe. And that may depend on how the police are human too, folks. Mm-hmm. It may, how they interact with you may be a reaction to how you interact with them and vice versa.
Yeah.
So look.
In my head though, I just feel like I understand you're saying wait till the courts raise a suppression issue there. Why can I not just on the street there at least raise it to the cop? Hey, I'm raising an issue. Like, what is the reasonable suspicion? I want to know. I view it as like procedural default. Here's step one before we even got to the courts.
I tried to challenge it.
Your Honor, I raised a suppression issue on the street right there. I was confused. And
well, there is no Your Honor on the street. There's no judge. And you're dealing with the police. And look, if you start, go down this rabbit hole for a second. You didn't have reasonable suspicion. I wasn't like, what are you doing now? Now you're making statements.
Yeah.
Now, if you truly weren't doing anything and you're protesting protest, you're shouting out your innocence.
Yeah.
I get it. But I just as soon have you not say anything. Look, don't talk to the police. Did I say that? Don't talk to the cops. Don't talk to the police. Call me first or call a lawyer first. There's a reason we tell people that.
You said there's no Your Honor on the streets. I was just thinking that should be a great bit where judges drive around, walk, like pull people that are pulled over and like, hey, let's just hash this out on the street right here.
Let's take care of this right now. Yeah, it's the people's court.
Yeah.
We'll do the lawyer talk podcast court.
Yeah.
You want me to solve that too? Yeah. Anyway, so you get it. There's a reason why, first of all, you don't need to do that in order to protect your ability to challenge the case later. And secondly, it's almost always going to go bad because I want to be the one arguing your Fourth Amendment rights, not you, because he who represents himself as a fool for a lawyer. You heard it here first, or wait a minute, you didn't hear it here first. I think Abe Lincoln said it, but or at least he's attributed. Anyway, Lawyer Talk Podcast, off the record, on the air, Q&A style. If you got your own question, shoot it to us in the comments. Go to lawyertalkpodcast.com, shoot it to us there. We'll cover it right here. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant. Check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.